when you let the beast, the flesh, be raised from the dead and become in charge of your body, you're no longer led by the Spirit, you have just fell from grace and you're now under the law. So what's going to happen to you? You ain't going to be healthy. This will not work for you. This scripture that said, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. But it says, forget not my law, keep him in your heart and keep my commandments. And of course, like I said, under the new law, under the new covenant, we only have one thing to do, walk in love. So if you keep that commandment to walk in love, I guarantee it will add length of days and long life to you, health to you. Now, is there any exception to the rule? No. If God said it, he has no favorites, and he doesn't do anybody different than he does another one. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Be a merciful and forgiving person. Bind these things about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and of man. I don't know about you, but I would love to find favor with God. Amen. And then I would love to find favor with man as well as God. If you can make both God and man happy, wow, you're being led by the Spirit. You certainly ain't being led by the flesh, are you? You know, that flesh wants to reach up and get that guy by the neck and slap him twice, you know. That's what the flesh wants to do when he says something you don't like. But that's not what you let rule you. You make a decision every day as a son or a daughter of God to let God either rule in your life or let self rule in your life. It's a choice you make. And it's impossible to be led by the Spirit if you're not in the Word on a regular basis. If you don't have any word in you, guess who's going to rule you? The flesh, guarantee. The flesh is going to be the dictator, and it's going to rule you, and you won't like it. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now then, you know, it took me a long, long time to understand that that meant when I got up in the morning, the first thing I do is say, Lord, I want to thank you that I had a good night's sleep last night. Amen. I want to thank you that I'm going to have a safe trip to work this morning. Lord, I thank you for my car or my pickup, whatever it is I got sitting out front that I'm going to go to work in. But Lord, thank you that you put gas in that thing. You know, thank you that you're going to provide for me today. And Lord, I ask for wisdom and knowledge to do my job for the company I'm working for today. May I do a good job for them. May I make them money so I will be an asset to them. You know, some people don't never pray a prayer like that. We just want to go into work. We want to get our paycheck on Friday. We don't care whether we do anything or not. In fact, the least we can do, the better off we like it. As long as the boss don't find us. As long as we can stay in the back room. I remember one time whenever I was working for one of the companies as a head engineer, I had men work for me around the clock. We had all kinds of equipment running 24/7. So one night I went to a teaching in Dallas for 2 or 3 hours. And then after it was over, I thought, well, I've been having a little trouble with that one boiler out there at the plant. So I think on the way home tonight, I'll drive by DFW Airport and I'll go up there and see what's going on. I just went to the back door where the boiler room was. The door was always open because it's hot in the boiler room in the summertime. I walked in and the boilers are running, you know, noise everywhere. And I climb up the ladder and go up to the top, up there to the second floor where that boiler I was having trouble with. And I walked up there and as I walked around the edge of the boiler, there sits one of my men sitting there with his feet up with a big newspaper in front of him reading the newspaper. I sat there for 5 minutes and just watched him read. Then he went to turn a page. When he did, he looked up and, oh, God, there stands the boss. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm taking a break. I said, you're supposed to take your breaks in the cafeteria. When you're in here, you're supposed to be working. Okay. I'm sorry. I won't never let this happen again. Now, he worked a night shift, and usually the boss ain't out there at 12 o'clock at night. But you know, that's the one thing those boys, I had 35 men out here at DFW working for me, and that's one thing they learned real quick. Don't ever goof off, because you never know when Thurman's going to be here. He may be here at 3 o'clock in the morning. He may be here at 9 o'clock at night. There ain't no telling. This guy's not, he ain't normal. He's liable to show up anywhere, anytime. So if you work for him, you better get your job done, because he's going to be watching you. In fact, one of the men one day, he was asking some of the other guys, he said, how in the world does Thurman know so much about what we do? And he said, I had a dream that night. Now, this guy wasn't a very good Christian, but he come in my office and told me this. He said, Thurman, I go to church a little, but not much. He said, I'm really not a very good Christian, but he said, I made a statement, and I really wasn't even asking God, but I says, I wonder how Thurman knows so much about what we're doing. Said, it seems like you know everything about us, what we do when we work, whether we don't work, or whatever. He said, last night I had a dream. And he said, in the dream, I was coming from the shop up to the cafeteria for lunch, and as I began to get close, there was a bright light coming out of the window in your office. I thought, what is that? He said, I got a little closer, and I looked in, and there was Jesus standing there telling you everything we were doing. He said, so now I know how you know what we're doing. Now, if you're led by the Spirit, can the Spirit of God put the thought in you? Why do you think the Spirit of God moved up on my heart that night to come way out of the way to drive out the airport to go look at that boulder at 12 o'clock at night? You see, God wanted me to catch that boy. That boy was supposedly a Christian, but he was pretty much of a deadbeat Christian. Is that the way God wants his children to be? Oh, no, no. You know, his children are supposed to be that. When I look and I say, "Woo, that boy right there, how do you know he's a Christian?" So there ain't nobody in the world work that hard unless he was a Christian. I mean, he's the best or she's the best I ever seen. They are always at their job. They never complain. They're always worshiping God and praising. And man, if I want something done, all I got to do is give the job to him. Man, he'll get it done for me. That's the way we should be as Christians. We should be above reproach in everything we do as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And I think we don't do that. The average Christian is too interested in just getting their paycheck on Friday. I don't want to work. You know, I mean, it's just like Dave here. I never know when this guy's working. I may come out here at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's out there working on a computer. He's a guy's all over the place all the time. You know, he gets his job done. And if he wants to take off and go somewhere with his family, he just goes. I don't care. He gets his job done. You see what I mean? I don't have to worry about his work getting done. It gets done. So that tells me a man is a man of integrity if he does his work with no grumbling and complaining. When you tell a man, this is what I want you to do, he does it. If I tell him, Dave, we're going to Big Springs Friday, and we won't be back till Saturday afternoon about 7 o'clock. He says, okay, I'll be ready to go. I'll have all the computers updated, everything. Not one word. Oh, gosh, Thurman, that's Saturday. I don't like to work on Saturday. No, I never hear that. He just goes. You see what I mean? Is that the way men and women of God are supposed to be? Yes. We're supposed to be men and women of integrity and not supposed to be grumblers and complainers. We're just supposed to get the job done. But unfortunately, that's not the way all of them are. But in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. In your business, whatever you do, you should do nothing until you have prayed. You should not attempt to do anything. If you're the housewife at home raising the children, you ought to ask God how to raise those children. You ought to ask him to show you where to buy your groceries today. You ought to ask him to do everything. When you go to buy something, a refrigerator, a freezer, a washing machine, whatever, you should ask the Lord to direct your path so you go to the right place. Just like me the other day, some of you, if you haven't noticed, you know, beef is extremely cheap. You can buy the best steak for about 50 cents a pound now. Y'all know that? Oh, you can't do that? They're a little higher than that. Yeah, I know. When I went into the grocery store the other day, I wanted a couple of steaks, and I walked in the store looking, and some T-bones that were like $13 a pound. I said, what is this? I said, I can't believe. I looked down through there, and everything was $8, $10, $6, $8, $10, $12. I thought, what? I said, no. I said, I ain't paying. I ain't eating meat. So I go out and buy me a beef. And I take him down to the locker plant and have him butchered. By the time I buy him, get him at the locker plant, have him butchered, and everything with a finished product, it wound up costing me $4.05 a pound. $4.05. So now it's a great big beef. So I thought, well, Lord, I think I need another freezer anyway. So I need a nice one, a good one, just like the other one I got. It's a big 20.6 cubic foot. I need you to direct me to the right place to buy it. Well, he sent me to Lowe's. I went to Lowe's and I looked, and there was one just exactly like the other one I had, 20.6 foot. It was $499 with a $50 rebate. I said, thank you, Lord, I'll take it. So I bought it, brought it home, and boy, did we fill it up with hamburger meat and all kinds of stuff, steaks and T-bones and sirloins and everything. Now we got a big freezer in there completely full of all kinds of steak, and I can eat any of them knowing that all of it is going to cost me $4.05 a pound. Now, is that wisdom from God?
Amen.
If you don't let Him lead your paths, you got to do it yourself. You go down to the grocery store and pay $13 a pound for them crazy things. So I got a freezer full of meat in there, cost me $4.05, finished. But how do you do that? You pray. You let God direct your paths about everything. You know, if I knew I was eating a steak cost $13 a pound, in fact, I'll tell you one time, there was a really wealthy lady came here and she was so impressed with what she heard. She wanted to take everybody on staff downtown Dallas to a huge hotel and buy us the fanciest steak. So we all went. We went down there and I looked, and the cheapest thing on the menu was $35. I looked at that and she looked at me and she said, Thurman, order anything you want. I'm paying. And she said, if it makes you feel any better, I am worth millions. So she said, don't worry about a $30 or $40 steak. I can handle it. And I looked at that and I thought, Lord, help me to enjoy this $35 steak. Even if I know she's got millions, I still don't feel comfortable eating that. I mean, I'm a country boy, you know. If you let Him direct your paths, He will save you money and everything everywhere you go. He's awesome. But if you don't pray, if you don't thank Him and you don't put Him first, you don't let Him direct your paths, what's going to happen? Not going to be good. I'll say that for sure. And people will read this and think, you know, God, there's no way God can do this. But let me tell you, you don't understand who He is. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, think of the evil that's in the world today. And think of the evil that Christians are doing. Isn't it sad? The Lord tells us to depart from evil.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Good Health, Long Life, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.